Schneider is now facing a number of strong economic pressures to change the name. He's undergoing legal proceedings now to take away the trademark. He is facing a possible FCC decision to restrict the use of the racist term on the airwaves. And now, finally, the NFL is facing a possible loss of its tax-exempt status. This is not a new movement. A lot of people have been concerned. Why should they be earning $10 billion a year, paying their head $30 million, and they don't pay a penny in taxes, so we're all paying more? But now, on top of the people who are concerned about that, you have all of these different organizations and individuals who are concerned about the continued use of this racist term. Eventually, he's got to break.
Well, the team is firing back, saying these lawmakers should have better things to do with their time. Here's a quote. "Surely, with all the issues Congress is supposed to work on, such as the economy, jobs, war, and health care, the senator must have more important things to do." Your response to that?
That's a little bit of a stupid argument. I mean, if you ask blacks whether the biggest problem facing African Americans is the use of the N-word, they'd certainly say, no, of course it isn't, and give you 10 others. But that doesn't mean that using the N-word is proper, that any team could be the Washington N-word, or that if some team were dumb enough to use this term Washington N-word, that you on the broadcasting community would use that word on the air.
The league's tax-exempt status can't be changed, though, unless many more lawmakers are willing to sign on. You, at the beginning, very adeptly talked about all of the different things that are surrounding Schneider, but does anything have the potency to really break through?
Well, a former chairman of the FCC, three former commissioners, and other broadcasting experts have all said that using that word repeatedly and unnecessarily on the air is a violation of current broadcasting law. So the FCC, without any congressional action, could say to broadcasters, you can't use that word, or you can't continuously and repeatedly use it. The trademark office, again, without any congressional action, can take away the Redskin trademark. They've already ruled once that it should be taken away. That was reversed on a technicality. They're now ruling on it again. Both of those would have a devastating effect. And returning to the NFL, do you think they're willing to take even a 1 in 100 chance of paying the usual 20-25% tax on $10 billion a year of income? I don't think they would, and if I were their attorney, I'd be advising them to start doing something about this issue.
Are you hoping that the NFL will just tap Dan Snyder on the shoulder and just say, enough, change the name?
I think I'd rather see them kick him in the ass, but tapping him on the shoulder or kicking him in the ass, either one will do. There's an old expression that sometimes to get a jackass to move, you have to get his attention, and the only way to do that with a jackass is to hit him over the head with a 2x4. So this might be the 2x4. We get the other two in the wings.